Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads and Questions and Answers, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Because you are coming into at Akshara's administration. Mantra number 10. Yova edad aksharam gargi abhiditva asmin loke juhoti yajate tapastapyate bahuni varsha sastrani antavadevasya tadbhavati, and so forth. O Gargi, without knowing this akshara, if anyone were to perform lot of rituals, perform lot of sacrifices, and even for hundreds of years of austerity, all their deeds become effectless. In other words, simple point to understand, general human mind always has the idea, in order to improve your situation, you have to do something. Your goal is to improve, to change, to make a new pattern within yourself. The reality is that doesn't need any change. Reality is the being. Human mind is involved with the illusion of becoming. As long as you are caught by the mind, intellect, senses, there is always a process of becoming. Not even for 2 seconds can you be the same person. You get 1 second older. But the self is being. Becomings don't become the self. Therefore, people who are involved in lots of rituals and sacrifices and lots of psychic practices, if they are not intending, moving towards realization of the self, if their mind is constantly pressured by the idea they are going to become someone, instead of realizing who am I, this is a picture of sakamya practice, practicing for the fruit of karma. Then even millions of years, if one can be involved, remains without the grace of akshara. He who goes out of this world without knowing akshara is kripana. Kripana is a miser. The term is used even in the Gita, karpanya dosha. All human worries and anxieties are due to karpanya dosha. You have within you God. Essentially, you are the divine self. Any moment when you go to sleep, everything moves away. But in life, mind becomes loaded with problems that never seem to go away. And all that happens, the more you try to remove the load, the more it develops more. You get more loaded. And behind all that load going on your mind, you are traveling in a train that carries every load. All that you need to do to push the load away on the train. Act of surrender. I'm saying in an easy way, but all spiritual attainments require patience, persistence. But when you attain it, it's a very easy matter. when you have not attained it, is a very difficult matter. How to take away something you love so much from your head and put by your side, you don't know what is happening there. You don't trust the train. Trust your head. Everybody trusts his own way of thinking. You don't trust the world. And yet we look at it. Countless things are in their own place under a divine plan and order. Or even a small little things, how the little tender grass grows. All things are being well managed. So in a world where God's glory surges on everywhere, and yet a human being finds himself so empty, full of suffering, that's called Karpanya. A world that's a home that is full of treasure, and all that you have put in your money purse, all that you have put is some shells. And that's the example for being a miser. So one who goes out of this world without knowing Akshara is a miser. One who goes out of this world as a knower of Akshara is Brahmavetta. He is a knower of Brahman. He has attained the magnanimous vision, I am Shiva. The miserly vision, I am the Jiva. Meant to become Shava again and again. Meant to die again. 11th mantra. Tadva etadaksharam gargi, adrishtam drashti, ashritam ashrutam shrotri, amatam mantri, avijnatam vijnatri, nadyadatohosti, drashti, nanyadatohosti, shrotri, and etc. O Gargi, that is that Akshara. Akshara is never seen, but is the witness. It is never heard, but is the hearer. Implying Akshara does not, that Brahman does not become an object of your senses. But where the very function of the senses is coming on the basis of consciousness, pure of Brahman, the Absolute. Pure consciousness doesn't come. Consciousness, which is the source of everything within you, it does not come in the realm of sense. So that you can touch this, oh, this is the consciousness we are talking about. It is the very sense of, source of touch. Very source of seeing. So how can it come within the range of your eyesight? It is never heard, but the hearer. Never thought, but is the thinker. Never known, but is the knower. Through intellect you never know. Intellect becomes intuitional, then that's revelation. Revelation is not an act of knowing. It's an act of recollecting, speaking in a figurative way. You wake up from your sleep. Similarly, you wake up from the state of ignorance to the state of enlightenment. There is not other witness than this. There is not other hearer than this. There is no other thinker than this. There is no other knower but this. It is by this immutable Akshara, this unmanifest ether is permeated. The first stage of the Upanishad Gargi had asked, what is that into which all this is permeated by it? What is that which permeates all? And ether was the answer. Ether, akasha, but akasha in a figurative way. In this context, it means non-manifest, where all the three gunas are in balance. There is no appearance. The unmanifest state. But what is that which permeates the akshar, permeates the ether? Then comes the answer, Brahman, the absolute. It is that absolute that is called akshara. Saho vacha brahmana bhagavanta tadeva bahu manye dvam yadasmat namaskarena muchye dvam navai jatu yushmakamimam kaschid brahmyodyam jeteti atoha vachak navi uparrarama. Gargi said, O adorable Brahmins, this is enough proof of Yajnavalkya's wisdom. Get off from him by salutations. Consider yourselves fortunate. Then Gargi, the daughter of sage Vachchaknu, kept quiet. And we will keep quiet. Om Shanti.
Om Tat Sat. Swamiji, is conflict a necessary vehicle for liberation, enlightenment, revelation?
Again, please.
Is conflict a necessary vehicle for revelation between the dualities? You know, that
I'm myself in conflict. The moment you ask a question, you are in conflict, and it is necessary to have the conflict to get the answer. If you have no conflict, you don't need any answer. You don't need to go anywhere. The question of liberation doesn't arise. But having the conflict and conquering it, that is a progressive movement.
Right. So it is a vehicle.
Conflicts can be degrading. Conflicts can be uplifting. If you resolve the conflicts in a right way, you are uplifting yourself.
Makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you, Swamiji. You said when the gunas are imbalanced, the world is unmanifest. So what causes the imbalance in the gunas to manifest?
Now, that's you must need to understand it. Description of that is presented to your mind is always allegorical. You can always ask grown-up people about the sky. To a child, the sky is blue and big little umbrella, there is nothing in it. The sky is unmanifest. Now, the child asks, what makes this unmanifest sky come to manifestation? You put on a telescope and the unmanifest begins to develop. You can create a story how the unmanifest develop the idea. To please the child, I will get. All those writings have their own purpose, but they are not to be taken literally. Because any story about the world, any series of succession of things presented about the universe, they are all allegorical. They are not to be taken literally. If that is so, how can Brahman will be the only reality? Brahman is the only reality without time, space, causation. So anything that is described in the terms of a happening is not a happening. It's in the realm of ignorance. Yet, since the mind is caught in the world of relativity, certain rationality is presented to your mind leading to that goal. But reason cannot lead you. Even from waking state to sleep, you can't lead yourself by reason. When you are in your dream, your reason has gone into wilderness. And when you begin to study, when did I move away from waking to dream? At what moment? Rationality is a good question, but it has no meaning.
Thank you.